God's guaranteed plan for you is to have all-round success. Therefore, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You are invited as you listen to the senior pastor, Daystar Christian Center, Pastor Sam Adeyemi.
The person sitting next to you, I see everyone looking so beautiful, radiant, handsome. Some looking, in fact, smashing this Easter morning. And only God knows how many hours they spent in front of the mirror to look good. It would be unfair of us in Daystar to allow them to go back home without someone appreciating. Amen. So help me to look at the person sitting next to you. Appreciate the haircut. Praise God. Appreciate. Amen. And if it's a satellite dish, praise God. If it's a lady, help me to appreciate it. Praise the Lord. Is this CNN or C-SPAN? Or is this Sky Movie? Hallelujah. Appreciate the perfume. If you caught a whiff of it, where is it from? Spain or Paris? Praise God. Appreciate the outfit. Praise the Lord. Can you see the person sitting next to you is smiling? God enjoys praise. And we were created in His image. We also enjoy praise. Amen. Amen. Tell the person you are looking beautiful or you are looking handsome. Only God knows when last they had such things. But you see, everything God made was very good. Praise the Lord. And in case you don't feel the person sitting next to you is handsome or beautiful, please keep your opinion to yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I will simply advise, you've still got to be polite or cautious. You know, be polite or courteous. Amen. So if you don't want to say, if it will be defile your conscience to tell the person you are beautiful or handsome because you don't feel so, then tell the person you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. At least that's what the Bible says. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 16, we'll read verses 17 to 19. Of verses 17 and 18. Mark chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Are we there? I'm reading from the New International Version of the Bible. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons, they will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. Those are extraordinary men and women. Shall we pray? Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you for the death of the cross and for the resurrection on the third day. And Lord, thank you because the power that raised you from the dead is present here today. Present to raise us from poverty, raise us from sickness, raise us from every oppression of the devil. We thank you because the power that raised you from the dead will shatter the power of curses here today. We are grateful for liberation. We are grateful for deliverance. We are grateful for our freedom. Becomes a reality in this service this morning. Take the glory and the praise. As I speak, Father, confirm your word with signs following. And so, Lord, sicknesses will disappear. Curses will be broken. Confusion will give way to direction. Sadness will give way to joy. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody say amen with me. These signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall raise up serpents. They will hold snakes in their hands. Says if they drink any poison, it will not hurt them. They shall place their hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. I call them a new class of men. Title of our message this morning will be a new class of men. Well, before we get there, I'd like to reverse back to the beginning of creation. In the book of Genesis, God created man and put him in the garden. They called it the Garden of Eden. Man was born into beauty. Man was born into splendor. Man was born into excellence. The Garden of Eden was the ultimate. Man was born into paradise. Our natural habitat is beauty. Our natural habitat is excellence. Our natural habitat is prosperity and wealth. That's why our hearts still crave for excellence. Our hearts still crave for beauty. Except if something has gone wrong with the man, his heart, deep down on the inside of him, he still appreciates beauty. He still appreciates good things. After God had created everything in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says God looked at everything he had created and he saw that it was very good. Man was born into excellence. And of course, you know the story. In Genesis chapter 3, the devil entered into the serpent and tempted Adam and Eve. Adam disobeyed God, ate the forbidden fruit, and became an enemy of God. Because of Adam's disobedience to God, man lost his place. Man lost his position. There was enmity. There was now a spiritual barrier between God and man. And that barrier has been there from the Garden of Eden right up to now. What Adam did was more than a physical thing. What Adam did was not just natural. The disobedience, the rebellion, the sin of Adam was a spiritual disaster. A terrible disaster in the realm of the spirit. Maybe I should mention to you at this point in time that the spiritual world gave birth to this natural world. And the spiritual world absolutely controls this natural world. It will be to our benefit that we appreciate the spiritual world. Everything that happens in this natural world, both for good and for bad, are orchestrated from the realm of the spirit. We must take interest in the realm of the spirit. If we talk about the spiritual realm, we're not just trying to be spooky. We're not just trying to, we're not just trying to feel special. We're talking about something that is real. God is a spirit, but he's not physical. We can't touch him. We can't see him with our physical senses. The average man does not appreciate anything that he cannot relate with by his physical senses. If we can't see it, we don't appreciate it. If we can't see it, then it must mean that it doesn't exist. The fact that you can't see it does not mean that it doesn't exist. Simple illustration. Have you ever seen the wind before? But you feel the wind. You've never seen the wind, but the wind exists all the same. Whether you believe that the wind exists or not is your personal opinion. The spiritual world is real all the same, amen. And just when you're about to decide, there is no wind, it blows your heart off, amen. Probably even blows the roof off your house so that you will understand. You may not see me, but I'm powerful, amen. And I'll let you know that I exist, praise the Lord. You may not have seen God, but God exists. You may not have seen angels, but angels exist. In fact, the spiritual world is more real than this natural world. Amen. So what Adam did by disobeying God was not just a natural phenomenon, it was a spiritual phenomenon. When God told Adam, "The day that you eat of the fruit of this tree, you shall surely die." If God says you will surely die, then you must die. You will surely die. Adam may have thought that God was only talking about physical death. But still, God was talking about both physical and spiritual death. And God meant more spiritual death than he meant physical death. When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit, what happened was a spiritual disaster. A spiritual disaster. In Romans chapter 3 verse 23, the Bible says that the scripture has concluded all under sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You remember that as soon as Adam and Eve sinned, God came into the garden in the cool of the day to fellowship with them as usual. But Adam and Eve ran away. Went to hide behind the bush. God says, "Adam, Adam, where are you?" Adam said, "When we heard your voice, we ran to hide because we are naked." God says, "What? You ate the fruit, Adam." He said, "Yes, it was the devil." No, he didn't say it was the devil. He said, "It was the woman that you gave me." The woman said, "No, it was not me, it was the devil." The devil said, "It's me. I'm the origin, amen. There was nobody else to blame." Why were they naked? How were they naked? They didn't have clothes on before, but they were not naked. What was the covering? They had a spiritual covering on. I believe that they had the glory of God covering them. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. As soon as they sinned, the glory of God lifted from them. And then they became naked, both naturally and spiritually. How did they respond to their nakedness? The Bible says they went and plucked leaves. They sewed the leaves together to cover their nakedness. And when God came, God said, "Girl, you guys will always make a mistake. Those leaves will not be able to cover your nakedness. Your nakedness is not only physical, it is also spiritual." Then God killed some animals, shed their blood, and showed them the way.